growth doesn't happen overnight. It's the result of persistent effort. SEO is basically helping you be seen. It is optimizing your presence so that people are actually able to find you. Welcome to the Teach Music Online podcast, where we help music teachers thrive. I'm Carly Walton, your host, and on this podcast, we discuss marketing strategies, tech for online teaching, mindset for growth, course creation, and so much more. No matter where you are in your journey, here you'll receive weekly inspiration to boost your studio success. Thanks for joining me. Hey, teachers, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited for today's episode. You chose the right episode to listen to if you're tuning in, because we are tackling a topic that is a hot topic right now, and that is SEO and the things that you can be doing and applying to your presence online to make a huge difference in how people find you and how people sign up for lessons. So this is an incredibly important topic. Before we dive in, I wanted to share a powerful review that I love from Anna Goldthorpe. She is our community manager of Teach Music Online, and she's incredible. She actually just posted this recently inside our online teaching challenge that I hosted a few months ago. She said this: I've been a part of TMO for 3 years now. I was a member trying to learn how to move my studio online in 2019 before the pandemic hit. Because of TMO, I was already set up to move my studio entirely online once COVID hit. And while everyone else was canceling lessons, my studio was still open. I had been teaching for close to 20 years at that point and thought I was doing pretty well. TMO actually helped my doing pretty well studio move to thriving. The course is very professional, organized step by step, and helps you streamline your whole studio from the business side to the teaching side. My income has doubled and my teaching schedule is so much more flexible. I love the community and support we give one another in TMO. Thank you, Anna, for sharing your story. I always love hearing when teachers have been teaching for like 2 decades. And then they find these tools that transform their business. And I hope that as you listen to the Teach Music Online podcast, no matter how long you've been teaching, that you realize that we are never done learning, changing, trying new things. And I hope that it makes it fun for you. To me, nothing is the worst than a mundane schedule, a mundane life. Routine, all of those things. I hate it. I don't want to have any part of it. I want to be at the forefront of modern business and utilizing what's available to us so that we can be the best teachers possible. I'm so excited for this episode because that's exactly what we're talking about today. SEO is an amazing tool that we all need to be utilizing: search engine optimization, optimizing how people find you and your business. Now, I'm sure you've heard people talk about SEO. Maybe you've heard, oh, what are you doing for SEO? And you're like, what on earth are you talking about? What does that mean? And it's just like this dragging along, like you feel so stressed about it. I've had people reach out, say like, what should I be doing for SEO? So I hope in this episode today, I can clarify what it is, why it matters, and then give you 10 SEO power moves that you can start doing today. I want to make it super simple because the last thing I want to do is overwhelm you and make you feel like you aren't doing anything right. So most likely you're going to hear some things today where you go, oh yeah, good, go me. I was already doing that. That's my goal, is to help you feel like you are doing some things right and then give you some ideas for what you can change or adjust or adapt moving forward. I feel like in my most recent challenge that I hosted in February, there were some classes I did, some live calls that I did with teachers, and so many teachers walked away from that going, wow, I did not realize I could make these small changes that would completely change the trajectory of my studio. I also had teachers who walked away going, oh no, I'm so overwhelmed. So it's always my goal to combat the overwhelm and to give you the tools necessary. So today we're going to do that. We're talking about SEO. We're first going to dive in to 9 reasons why SEO is an important thing to consider. So this is me trying to convince you why SEO is important and why it's a thing you need to add to your time management. If you know, I talk about batching tasks. So SEO is just one of those things we're going to add when you're doing your business management. Every single business has to think about this, including studio owners, whether you're in person or online. It's something we need to consider. I would say the only teacher who wouldn't consider this is if they aren't wanting new students. So if you aren't interested in that, you're getting plenty of referrals and you have a wait list, then I don't think SEO is something that needs to be on your to-do list, and you can sign off and go listen to an older episode if you want. But I think that's probably very few of us. I also think that as we are updating our websites, as you are considering a rebrand or changing the name of your studio or adding photos or video, all those things, we're always updating our presence online. So a lot of what I go through today is going to help you go, oh, okay, that gives me a little bit more clarity. So number one is increased visibility and reach. SEO helps improve your website's visibility on search engines like Google. For music teachers, this means when potential students search for music lessons you offer, your website has a better chance of appearing at the top of search results, significantly increasing your reach and the likelihood of attracting new students. I know a lot of teachers who spend a lot of time building a brand new website. Now, or maybe you listening to this, maybe you have spent a lot of time on a website, but it's been several years. In my opinion, it's not worth spending time on your website unless you're going to pay attention to some really important factors that will increase your visibility and reach via Google search. Okay, number two, why you should be considering SEO is targeted traffic with high intent. So SEO allows you to target keywords related to your teaching services. For example, online piano lessons, online guitar teacher, or guitar teacher in Alberta, guitar teacher in Seattle. This targets users with high intent, meaning the traffic coming to your site from search engines consists of people actively seeking the services that you offer, leading to higher conversion rates. So when you think about a funnel, dropping a whole bunch of people in a funnel, and out the bottom of your funnel, those people that land on your website, you will only get a few who reach out for lessons with you. And we always want to be thinking about numbers in marketing. We always want to be thinking about your overall reach. Well, we want to get a higher conversion rate. And so the more targeted we can be with the keywords that you're using on your website, the more likely you are going to get the right people landing on your website, which we are going to talk about a little bit later. Okay, number three is cost-effective marketing. Compared to traditional advertising, SEO is a more cost-effective way to market your services. Once your website ranks well for certain keywords, you don't have to pay for clicks to your site. This provides a sustainable long-term source of traffic without the ongoing costs associated with paid advertising campaigns. I have an SEO mentor right now. He is helping me with the Teach Music Online website, and this is something that we talked about recently. I asked him, and I just said, hey, should I be running Google paid ads? And he basically said, you don't need to. When you are doing your SEO and optimizing your website, you just come up higher anyway. He said, that's something for much bigger businesses and corporations. For small businesses, it's not something that you need to necessarily be doing. So that was good to hear. Number four is builds credibility and trust. Websites that appear higher in search results are often perceived as more trustworthy and credible by users. By optimizing your site and content for search engines, you're also building your reputation as a professional and reliable music teacher. So hopefully you're getting the point. We need to get you higher in the search results. Number five, good SEO supports content marketing. SEO and content marketing go hand in hand. Did you know that? Good content, SEO. Good content, SEO. They go together. By creating valuable, relevant, for example, relevant blog posts about music education or video tutorials, you not only engage your current students, but also attract potential ones by ranking for keywords related to that content. This also positions you as an authority in your field. Okay, there are a lot of words here. You want to be positioned as an authority, meaning you want to be positioned as an expert in teaching piano online, in teaching clarinet online. Now, the perception someone might get when they Google online piano teacher is whoever comes up first is getting a lot of traffic to their website, so they must be more trusted. So we want to bring you up in the search results so people can see you as being more trusted. Now, what this point was talking about is when you create great content, when you have amazing content, SEO kicks in and your content comes up to the top when people search for relevant keywords. Number 6, adapts to changing behaviors. The way people search for services, including music lessons, has evolved significantly with the internet. More and more potential students are turning to search engines to find teachers. By not leveraging SEO, you might be missing out on the vast pool of potential students. Number 7, competitive advantage. Chances are your competitors are already utilizing SEO to attract students. By adopting SEO strategies, you ensure that you're not left behind and can compete effectively. For smaller music studios or independent teachers, SEO provides an opportunity to compete with larger music schools by targeting specific niches or local searches. We will get into that a little bit later, but basically we want you to have an advantage because you are utilizing these SEO tools that we're going to be talking about. Number 8, measurable results. I love this because I love data. With SEO, you can track improvements in rankings, conversions, and website traffic through tools like Google Analytics. This data allows you to refine your strategy, focus on what works, and make informed decisions about how to grow your business further. And number 9, enhanced user experience. SEO is not just about pleasing search engines. It's also about providing a better experience for anyone who lands on your content or your website. Optimizing your site means that you are ensuring it's user-friendly, fast, and easy to navigate, which can help keep potential students engaged and reduce bounce rates, which means if a bounce rate is if somebody lands on your website and quickly leaves, like they're out of here, they bounce. In summary, SEO is a powerful tool for music teachers looking to grow their business. It enhances online visibility, attracts high-quality traffic, and builds credibility, all of which are essential for expanding your student base. Okay, so now that we've talked about all the reasons why we need to be considering SEO, let's jump into 10 power moves for music teachers to boost SEO. Okay, number 1 is keyword optimization. For music teachers, keyword optimization is crucial for attracting the right students. By understanding and implementing keyword strategies, you can improve your website's search engine ranking, making it easier for potential students to find you. So maybe you've never thought of what that means, or maybe you've heard keyword optimization. What in the world is that? In simple terms, keyword optimization is about making your online presence more visible and accessible to your target audience. So by being strategic, you can use keywords that are relevant to your services. So for a music teacher, this might include terms like online piano lessons, guitar teacher, best violin classes online. Now, where do you use keywords? There's a tool called Google Keyword Planner that can help you, first of all, find the right keywords related to your teaching services. This will help you see what the search volume is and what the competition is for certain keywords. Here's what I want you to do as soon as you have a list of keywords that are relevant to your studio. You want to use these keywords in your website content, on blog posts, and hopefully in your social media bio. Anywhere where there is a headline, you want to be inserting these keywords. Why does this help? It increases visibility in search engines who result for those keywords. Here's another way that you can incorporate them. You can integrate them naturally into your blog content so that Google can start optimizing your blog content for search results. So we have to find ways to integrate them naturally, not just like throw them out there. I think Google actually notices that when you just like randomly put it in places, it has to make sense within the content. Okay, your power move number two is create quality content. I want you to publish high quality, informative content that addresses the needs and questions of potential students. So what does that look like? It looks like practice tips. It looks like what instrument to purchase if someone is researching what kind of guitar to buy. That's something that someone who might need a guitar teacher might look for online. Think about your potential students and the questions that they are asking. Can you create blog posts or pages on your website that address these questions and concerns? This is a huge way to start ranking in Google because you are providing answers to someone's questions, and Google wants to give someone who's searching an answer to their questions. So you need to be providing it on your website. Another place you can be providing that is within your Instagram. And I know not a lot of people are talking about this, but SEO can direct people to an Instagram channel or a Facebook business page. So if you're like, I don't even have a website right now, you can still be creating really high quality content that is getting people engaged on your social media platforms. Number three, optimize your website for mobile. So you want to make sure that you have a website that is also mobile friendly. Now, if you use any of the current website builders, Wix.com, Squarespace are two of the most popular ones, GoDaddy, there is a way, and of course WordPress, when you are in your editing side of the website, when you are working on your website, you can usually quickly click over to see the mobile view, and it will turn what you're looking at into the mobile view, and you can just glance at it and make sure that everything looks good for mobile. Now, I'll warn you, if you haven't looked at this before, you'll notice right away that it might change the order of something or put big gaps, but you can quickly rearrange things when you're in that mobile view. Another great way to look at this is just obviously to get on your phone and look at your website. If things look funky or like your menu's in the wrong spot, or all of those are reasons to take a look at this and fix it immediately. I'll tell you, whenever we do a launch, we look at our numbers and our data. And during this last launch, I noticed that 80% of people signed up for our recent challenge via mobile. So it's highly likely that people are coming to your website via mobile. I can just imagine a student's mom texting their neighbor saying, hey, yeah, this is my piano teacher's website. And they text them a link to your website. That's happening all the time. So we just want to make sure that everything is optimized so people aren't bouncing and not learning about you. I had another teacher the other day. We actually did a coaching call, and she said, I've had my website for a few months. I've had no leads. And I got on my phone and opened her website, and it was just totally messed up on mobile. And I felt so bad because she just hadn't realized that she needed to go into Squarespace, which is what she was using, and make sure she's editing for mobile friendly as well. Squarespace usually does a pretty good job of this, but you need to double check. Okay, number four is attract for local SEO. So even though you are an online teacher, we still, in as many places as possible, need to include your location in your keywords and content. The reason for this is because people are searching for music teachers in their area, and they're very specific because they don't realize there's an online teacher who can teach anywhere. But if you want to put in your state or city throughout your website, even in the footer or your location or your about page, that's going to help attract students that are in your area. Another quick incorporation tip for this one is to claim your Google My Business listing and make sure on your listing you are updating it with accurate information and photos. I actually learned this recently. In Google My Business, you can be adding photos. I knew you could add photos, but I didn't realize you could basically, it's kind of like a social media platform. You can be posting photos with a little caption. And what I'm learning is if you are posting once every couple of weeks, Google is going to favor anyone who is using what they offer. So Google My Business wants you to use their tools. And if you are using their tools, you are going to rank higher. I know this seems like a long list, But I think all of these things are things you can write down and just be considering to add. Number five is to use social media to boost SEO. I've been talking about social media already throughout this episode, so I've mentioned it a couple of times, but actively posting and engaging on social media platforms is going to boost your SEO. Why? Because on your social media, you link your website. Once again, Google wants to make sure whoever they are recommending is active, is using the tools. And you would be surprised how quickly this can change a search. If you are inactive on your website and all your social media channels for months, your website is just being hidden. It's never being recommended. On the contrary, when you are active and Google sees wherever your website is linked, people are clicking it, that is going to help them rank you higher in search engine optimization. Another way to help with this is to share links to your website whenever possible. The more Google can see people clicking on your URL from other sources, that's going to boost your SEO as well. Number six, optimize your site speed. We were actually just having a conversation with this about this in our TMO community because a teacher was wondering about video and how to make sure that a video was not slowing down her website. So I wanted to mention this. This is a good thing to mention as well. Your video content on your website is not going to slow your website down if it's linked from another platform. So if you have a video that is a YouTube video or it's on Vimeo or another hosting site and you are just linking to it, that's not slowing down your website. So don't worry about that. So if you have let's say, 5 demo videos that you want to put on a demo page on your website, that's great. Link to your YouTube. When you do need to think about compressing your videos is if you are uploading the video to the website so it starts to play when someone lands. That can really slow things down and annoy people. So you want to make sure you are compressing it to a good size before uploading it to your website. Now, along the same lines are your images. My husband is a photographer. His images are huge, like between 10 and 12 megabytes per image. When we post on the Teach Music Online website, we are compressing them way down and making them user-friendly, making them website-friendly. I should say not user-friendly, website-friendly. So consider looking up what an image size should be for websites before uploading any of them. And there's super simple ways to compress them and make them the right size. Number 7, backlinking. You want to have people linking to your website from their website, and this is going to help you in how you rank. So I want to super simplify this. Anybody who has a music education website, a store, like a piano store, a music store, somebody, a composer, anyone else, we want to find ways to have them linking to your website. So maybe a local store has a list of the top studios they recommend and there's 20 studios. That's a great example. Maybe there's another teacher who does a blog post about teachers in their area. That's another example of where someone could be linking to you. This is going to help with site authority. So site authority is just a term for Google understanding if people are recommending your website. So let's say we have 500 piano studios in Mesa, Arizona. All of them have websites, but only 20 of them have backlinks. Those 20 studios with backlinks are going to come up in the search before the studios who don't, because Google sees them as having authority. Number 8, power move for SEO is create video content. I have done a couple of podcast episodes on video content. You guys hear me talk about this a lot. But as much as possible, you should be creating and posting videos related to music education. Where do you post those? You post them on YouTube. YouTube is a search engine. It's a search engine, and then you can embed them on your website via YouTube. But YouTube is an incredible place where people are searching tutorials, songs, how to play piano, how to play piano for adults, how to play piano for beginners, how to play piano if I'm a male or female, whatever. There's so many things people search for. We want them to find you via YouTube, but then also YouTube is a great host for then posting those on your website. Number 9 power move is to regularly update your content. Unfortunately, we can't just set up a website or set up a social media channel and just say, I'm done, I can move on, check it off the list. I wish we could do that. However, when you have content that's being updated, blog posts that are being added, you are going to rank higher in Google search results. For this very reason, I created a course inside Teach Music Online that's called Studio Website Builder. I recognize that a lot of music teachers have an old Blogspot website, or maybe it's through my music staff, or something that's just outdated. Because of this, you aren't ranking in Google search results or any search results. And it can feel discouraging to think, gosh, I have no idea what to do next. And that's why I created Studio Website Builder, to help you know what should be on your website, but also help you understand that your content should be up to date. Now, one thing to add on to that is to have regular blog posts or updates on your teaching methods in your website. So you could periodically add a page to your website about the current trends in music education. You could tie in some articles to why online lessons are so effective. Like, there are several ways to be incorporating updated content on your website. Number 10 is post on Google My Business. So we mentioned this a little bit before, but this is one easy tool that you can be using. And the good thing about this is you can schedule them in advance. So if you're already scheduling for your Facebook business page and your Instagram, you can also schedule for Google My Business. And this will show Google that you are an active business, that you have an active business. Adding on to that, gathering reviews once a month or at least once every 3 months also shows Google that you have an active business, versus having a studio who got a few Google reviews years ago. That doesn't necessarily show Google that you have an active studio, and they are less likely to recommend you. So as we conclude today's exploration of SEO strategies for music teachers, I want to acknowledge the common feeling that the intricacies of SEO, keyword research, content optimization, and the use of tools like Google My Business might seem like small, sometimes tedious tasks. However, and I really want to emphasize this, these efforts are crucial stepping stones towards achieving a greater vision for your teaching studio. These are important tasks, and it's the small things that truly make a big impact on businesses. The journey to optimizing your online presence is much like any significant undertaking in your studio. It's built on consistent, incremental efforts. So while the process may appear daunting at first, each action you take to improve your SEO is an investment in your studio's future growth. So don't be discouraged. I want you to choose two things from today to start implementing. It's really about doing one thing at a time, learning one thing at a time, so that you can build a strong foundation for your studio. And please remember that growth doesn't happen overnight. It's the result of persistent effort. So let me quickly recap what those 10 SEO power moves are so that you can choose just two to start applying in your studio. Number 1, keyword optimization. Use Google Keyword Planner to help you find the best keywords to use on your website and start applying them. Number 2, quality content creation. And I'm going to add to that a blog. This could even be teachers like 4 or 5 blog posts. I'm not talking about posting on a blog every single week. Number 3, optimize your website for mobile. This should be a number one thing for everybody, even if you have some other things you want to do. I want everyone listening to make sure they are optimizing their website for mobile. Number 4, insert local SEO. Number 5, use social media to boost SEO. Number 6, optimize your site speed. Number 7, incorporate backlinking. Number 8, video content. So that's posting on YouTube. Number 9, regularly update your content. And number 10, post on Google My Business. I hope this gave you some new ideas and also helped to clarify what on earth SEO is. SEO is basically helping you be seen. It is optimizing your presence so that people are actually able to find you. And I'm positive that as you start doing a couple of these things, that is going to happen for you. You do not need to go hire someone. Let me just be the person to tell you that. I have watched teachers make small changes that boost their Google search results, and it makes a huge difference in their studio, but they did it all on their own and they figured it out. And it's not a lot of time, but it is a little bit of education. So that's why you're here today. You just learned what you need to do. I'm wishing you the best of luck. Please reach out to me at any time if you have any questions on social media. My Instagram is at teachmusiconline. I always love connecting with teachers and making friends all over the world. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. I know what little time you have to learn what you need to be successful. This is why I created the Teach Music Online membership, the only membership dedicated to helping online studio owners thrive. Here you'll find courses, group coaching, and community, all designed to save you time and help you grow your business. So whether you're hoping to create more engaging lessons, grow a waitlist, create digital courses, or build a new website, we have exactly what you need. And now you can also get online teaching certified with our certification course. To join the waitlist, head over to teachmusic.online and you'll be notified when we open doors to new members. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you there.